Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. New Hope is a church that puts people first. You can listen to our sermons and podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcasting platforms. This week, Pastor Jordan brings us a sermon titled Better Together from Isaiah 61, 1 through 4, and 8 through 11. I want you to imagine a world with me. A world where people don't trust each other anymore. A world in which people make up their own facts and news because they don't trust what is coming to them from others. A world in which countries are fighting for power. Countries stockpile weapons. A world in which we forget about those who are homeless. A world which we forget about those who go hungry. A world that is completely callous. Callous enough that it cannot use empathy to solve problems that ail them. This world may sound eerily similar to the world we live in, but this is also the world Isaiah was in. You heard the scripture read earlier, a vision for the future, a vision of the kingdom of God, the vision of earth the way it should be, a place where people actually experience justice, people actually experience being taken care of, where there is enough for all. That's the vision of Isaiah. It's a vision in which children are taken care of, elderly are taken care of, people are given dignity in their lives, that people, when they work on homes, they get to live in them. When they work in vineyards or fields, they get to eat the food that they help harvest. A world in which people are participating in something that is self-sustainable. This is the vision that Isaiah has for the kingdom of God, for the world. And he's telling it to the people back then because that's the world they're living in that we mentioned first, the one that we're kind of living in also. Because God calls us to a different life. God calls us into bringing heaven to earth now. Now, the Israelites at the time when Isaiah was telling all of this were kind of at a detriment. We actually have a better perspective now because of Jesus. What this Advent season is all about, why we light this wreath, why we wrap presents, because of Jesus. And Jesus is the lens that we get to now interpret all scripture through. So how does Isaiah look now through the lens of Christ? I think what Isaiah is talking about in this far-off world, according to the Israelites, this was something that God was going to do later on. They just have to wait. But through the lens of Christ, now it changes into, this is something we get to participate in making happen. Because Christ ushered in the kingdom of God. Christ revealed the reality of God to us. That is here and now. The already but not yet. So Christ, God coming in human form as a baby, a vulnerable baby, a baby that can only be taken care of by its own creation. That shows the trust and love that God has in humanity. That God would trust this baby's life with us. And this incarnation of God in Christ also shows me, and I hope it shows you too, that humanity and the divine participate together, partner together in making all things new. If God was just going to correct everything God's self, then God would just do it. But the fact that God became human shows there's a partnership, a relationship that God wants to have in partnering with us to make all things new in this world and the next. Because of Christ, we are invited into that. And the ways that we do that is the ways that Christ lived. That we get to participate in this by helping the sick, by feeding the hungry, providing jobs for the jobless, to give shelter to the homeless, to be generous with our wealth. This is how God invites us to participate with our own humanity in the kingdom of God, the reality of God. So we're not just waiting for a time to come. We're not like the Israelites where we're just waiting and saying that's when God's going to fix it. We're just going to sit back and wait. Nothing we can do. God's got it. And God certainly has it, but God's inviting us to be a part of it. So during this season we often say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays as a way to remind each other of the time and place we are in. Because it's a time when people give more leeway to each other. We're more patient, a little bit more stressed, but more patient, more generous with our time and resources and money. We give more. We buy presents for those who are unable to buy them for themselves. This is a time where we remind each other of the good of humanity because of that gift of Christ. Every year there's commercials. Commercials that try to portray this spirit of the holiday season. Coca-Cola is one of those that often has commercials we remember. And this year's one is no different. So this Coca-Cola commercial is telling us that the one gift we can give others is our presence. That we matter to others. That our presence to others matters. The love that we carry and the compassion that we carry matters to others. What if we could have this all year round, this message that not just in the holiday season, but all the time. And I think that's what Isaiah and Christ are inviting us into. The fact that our work matters. Our words matter. Our presence matters. Our actions matter. That they all in some way create a presence, create a reality around us. One of my favorite lessons I give to youth or children is that our words matter. I use Genesis as a place to start, where God created, God said, and it was made, and then God said it was good. And how we are made in the image of God, so in some ways we reflect God so that our words actually matter because our words can build up or tear down. And I think that's what Isaiah and Christ are getting at in inviting us to participate in the kingdom of God. Because what we do in this world creates a presence. It creates a realness, a reality to help people see the kingdom of God in their midst. If all we're doing is not trusting others, that we're just thinking about ourselves, that we are angry and that we are violent towards others, what kind of witness is that to the rest of the world? That's not a witness of the kingdom of heaven. So what we do matters. That is why God became human, to demonstrate that we matter and what we do matters. God wouldn't have become a baby, wouldn't have put on human flesh if it didn't matter. Karl Barth was a theologian in the 20th century, and he did incredible work in the Reformed theology arena, and especially with the person of Christ. This is what he says. God wants man to be his creature. Furthermore, he wants him to be his partner. God wants light, not darkness. He wants cosmos, not chaos. He wants peace, not disorder. He wants man to administer and to receive justice, rather to inflict and suffer injustice. We get to be a part of that. We don't just let God do everything, but God wants us to be a part of it. God could do it, but God chooses to invite us to be a part of it. It's just like anything in life. Everything is always better with someone else. When there is two or three or more, everything's a little bit better. That's why we get married. We want to share and live life with someone else. That's why we have kids. We want to share and raise them and for them to experience life, and we get to experience it together. That's why we go on mission trips, because people get to be together and work on projects and bond and grow in spiritual ways. Things are better together. And God wants that. Through Christ, he shows us that. And if we acted like that all through the year, how would things change? There's a recent story of a person, a man, and they put up a black Santa in their yard. And somebody sent a threatening letter about it. And what happened after that was the community and neighborhood rallied around them. And all of a sudden you started seeing more black Santas pop up. That act of what they did for that neighbor mattered. It mattered to them. It created a little bit of slice of heaven on earth that this person knew that the community he was in had their back. And there was solidarity in those numbers together. And so that's what God wants. We are better together. So how do we move forward from this then? I think one of the ways is to think about what are the traditions you have during the holidays? What are the things you do to be more generous? Maybe you give more financially. Maybe you volunteer. Maybe you help grief or counsel somebody through grief. Maybe it's working with shelter pets. Maybe it's buying gifts for families that cannot buy their own gifts. There are ways that we give more of ourselves during this holiday season than other times. So how can you keep that going throughout the rest of the months, the rest of the year? How can you use it to benefit others? Because we all have different gifts and different interests. God has given those to us. So how can we use that to benefit others throughout the year? How can we carry that generous spirit of Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays as we move forward? How can we use our gifts for that? I have this pillow at home. This pillow that sits in our living room, and it says that if you are more fortunate than others, build a longer table, not a taller fence. And this is a reminder for myself, for all of us. In some ways, we are more fortunate than others, whether it's with wealth or experience or talents and gifts that we have, how can we use that to build the bigger table, to help build the reality that Isaiah was talking about, the reality that Christ shows us through the incarnation of God in human form? How can we use those gifts to build that table longer, rather than building fences to protect those gifts? Because this life isn't about accumulating and keeping and protecting things that we have. It's about growing and letting go and helping others experience this generous kingdom of God. So we get to be a part of that. That's the good news of Advent season. That's good news of the incarnation of Christ. That is the good news that God invites us into, that we are better together. Amen. Thank you for listening to Voices of Hope. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. Go in peace.